स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर की 2:06 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नज़रों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर का मौसम खुशनुमा है और धूप छिटकी हुई है, स्टूडियो के अंदर का मौसम भी खुशनुमा है, क्योंकि बहुत दिनों के बाद आज डॉक्टर अरुण गर्ग हमारे स्टूडियोज़ में आए हैं। और सबसे पहले हम उनका स्वागत करने हम अपने सभी सुनने वालों को ईद मुबारक कहना चाहते हैं, क्योंकि आज ईद
Is it because you've taken some time off?
I don't know, but no, I think taking time off always helps, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And we have some fantastic people in the studio. I would like you to please introduce them to us.
Yeah, so today we are very greatly honored. So Shweta log apne jo apne saath hum laaye hain, Dr. Lisa Dawson. Dr. Lisa Dawson is a colleague. She is an obstetrician gynecologist, takes a great interest in cancer and prevention of cancer and access to cancer care. And she is a dear friend because she also has a special interest in South Asian health. And we are colleagues and we are partners and we have a project. So Canada India Network Society, working with her at UBC on creating certain amount of capacity and certain amount of knowledge around prevention of cancer, especially in South Asian women, especially for gynecological cancer. So we will be talking about that project today. So very welcome, Lisa, and so nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Garg, and thank you, Shushma. I'm delighted to be here and talk about this interesting topic.
Yeah, and then we have a great friend of the community, Neha Sait. She is a bachelor's in nursing, but also takes interest in public health. And she started as a volunteer in South Asian Health with us, and now she's a project coordinator for this project. She is really enthusiastic about it. So, Neha, welcome, and so nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Garg. It's really great to be here.
Yeah. So, Shushma ji, best thing would be we kind of share with our listeners what this is all about.
Sure.
And then hopefully they will be able to connect with us later.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I know you like to start asking our guests normally, so maybe I'll give you back to you to ask that opening question, and then we'll take it from there.
All right. And you will keep interjecting, I hope.
Yeah.
That's good. Welcome, both of you. It's a pleasure to have both of you here. And your name, Neha Sait, you know, makes me feel, wow, we're in the company of somebody big, eh? and Dr. Dawson, Lisa, we talked briefly yesterday, and Neha and I were, just before you came in, were talking about, you know, how, you know, how women feel that they are not being looked after really well. And South Asian women, by nature, are very shy to start with, right? And if you ask them to go and get a mammogram done or to go and get pap smear done, it is like pulling teeth. And they wouldn't want to do that because, number one, probably they don't have a doctor that they're comfortable with, and it's not a lady doctor. And secondly, probably they feel, you know, I'm fine, you know, everything is A-okay. So those are some of the issues that the South Asian women do have. Keeping that in mind, I know that, I mean, I've been in this profession for over 54 years, over here for over 50 years. And I remember there was a time that there used to be a bus that would be all over the place in different areas where women could quietly go and get a mammogram done. And that was a project done by, I think, the Cancer Society. And so it was difficult for me to get women to come and participate in it. You've been doing this for a long time. Have you noticed that, or is this a figment of my imagination?
No, I think Sushma, you're absolutely right. I mean, this goes broader, I think, even though to South Asian women. I think speaking for myself as a mother and a wife and a daughter and a sister, you know, all of us women, we put a lot of focus on caring for those people around us. And sometimes we don't always make a point of taking care of our own health.
Right.
And so that's why I love this profession that I'm in. And I've trained originally as a gynecologic oncologist, so I was treating women who have a diagnosis of cancer. Nowadays, my focus is really on prevention. And I guess that's really one of the main reasons. We want to tell you about our project, of course, but
yes.
But at the key point of it, I think there's a couple of key messages that we wanted women to hear and your listeners to hear, is that, you know, cancer doesn't need to be as scary a thing as we might have thought years ago. You know, the vast majority of women who are diagnosed with a cancer in Canada are going to be cured. And so very often I think people have a lot of fear and fatalism about cancer diagnoses. And I'm here to tell you, as a person who works in this area every day of my life, that it's not like that anymore. That this is really quite a hopeful story in the sense that cancer outcomes are getting better and better.
Okay.
So that's a key message, I think, for people that are scared and have, you know, things like anxiety or stigma about getting cancers, or feeling, some families feel that there's, you know, a person may feel that if they got a cancer diagnosis that they've done something wrong. And that's not true. You know, the vast majority of these cancers happen, as you and I talked about last night when you told me about your family. I mean, this is often just bad luck. The good news is, though, that we have very effective screening tests.
Okay.
And particularly for women's cancers, we have a couple of pathways by which women can really have very effective prevention. And that's why we're seeing these good outcomes now. And so this is my passion, helping women, educating women, and empowering them so that they never have to deal with these diseases.
Okay, so let's decipher cancer.
Sure.
And the word cancer, as you mentioned, it is something very scary. People call and say, I've got cancer. That's it. It's a death sentence written. But that's not what it is you're saying.
That's not true anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what has changed in the last while from it being such a scary disease to being it can be cured today?
So I think there's two parts to this. I mean, the first part is that we do have these wonderful screening tests now. So things like, now I'm a gynecologic oncologist, not a breast oncologist, but I will say, you know, for example, mammography is very effective. And for women that go and get their mammograms from the age of 50 onwards, that's a very easy way to detect something at an early stage where there may not be very aggressive treatments needed, and cure rates can be very good. Another wonderful example is cervical cancer screening. So up until very recently, people had to go to the doctor and have a pap test, which is, you know, it's an intimate exam. It's, you know, people are shy, like you said. Now in British Columbia, we're the first province in Canada that has got a self-testing cancer screening, cervical cancer screening program.
Okay. So this I didn't know about that.
This is brand new, hot off the presses.
Okay.
And for anybody who's interested and wants to look at the website of the cervical cancer screening program, they can see all about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kit that women can order that comes to their house. They can do the little tests themselves and mail it back. So it's private, it's confidential, and it's very, very effective.
And it's in their own homes. They can do it privately and send it in.
Exactly. So those things are important. The other things are things like lifestyle. So, you know, not so many people smoke anymore.
Right.
People, you know, people are more aware of their fitness and their health and their diet. And, you know, so I think we're seeing a lot of pathways for people to have better outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. I think the second.
Lisa, it might be worthwhile just to reemphasize about the self screening. So there is a website, listeners who are interested, they could go?
Yeah, so it's on BC Cancer, on the BC Cancer website, and it will be the Cervical Cancer Screening Program. And this is a new launch. It's only not even maybe 2 months now, but it's a big deal and it's a very effective test.
Yeah, I think our listeners should be aware of it, and I think this is a real game changer, and we're very good. Okay.
It's very exciting. And again, so that part's very, very exciting, I think. And again, we want to, you know, promote the message that this is a hopeful story now, that we don't need to be as scared. The other thing is that sometimes women, especially moms and wives and sisters and daughters,
right,
if we have symptoms, we are shy to go in.
Okay,
and be seen.
So symptoms is something that we should be talking about.
Right. So if you, for example, there's a listener there now out there now who has noticed a lump in her breast.
Right.
You know, don't ignore that. Go in and get checked. And mm-hmm. most, you know, there's the vast majority of physicians in Canada now are women. 60% of physicians in Canada are female. So it isn't always that hard to find a female doctor.
Neha and I were talking about, you know, how physicians are disappearing or becoming old and leaving the jobs, you know. So we don't have that many physicians as we should.
We need more.
We need more. Yes.
We also, the other big symptom that I would want people to be aware of is to notice any changes in their bleeding. So, for example, a lady who's already been through menopause, who's not been having any periods,
okay,
if she started to have bleeding again now, yeah, that would be a symptom you don't ignore. You go and you get a checkup.
Okay, so that those two are good ones. And I think it is very important for women to do self-breast check as well. And that's an easier thing to do by themselves,
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
figure out whether their breast feels a little different. Or we've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to take them.
We have a caller already.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yes. Line one, how are you doing? Hello there, line one. Is the person on? I'm not getting it. Are you there, caller? No, we can't hear.
No, okay.
Okay. I want to come back, but let's just take a very short commercial break and come back and ask Neha some questions as well. Neha, are you comfortable in speaking in Punjabi or Hindi or
it's
English?
My English is very comfortable, but my Punjabi and Hindi, I can speak it. It's a little bit more broken.
Okay, we'll speak in broken Hindi Punjabi then.
Yes.
Khichdi.
Khichdi, yes. स्पाइस रेडियो रेडियो रमजम सुन रहे हैं आप कपशप का प्रोग्राम है आज डॉक्टर अरुण गर्ग बहुत दिनों के बाद स्टूडियो में आए हैं अपने साथ लेके आए हैं डॉक्टर लीसा डॉसन को और नेहा सेठ एंड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट कैंसर स्पेशली औरतों के कैंसर के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं सो आई मेंशन दैट यू नो वुमेन कैन सेल्फ एग्जामिन इज दैट एन ओके थिंग टू डू और इज इट
It's absolutely okay thing to do, and it's obviously we would want all women to be aware of their body and
yes.
listen to their body. You know, your body knows what's going on, and
right.
you pay attention to the signals. Doing, say, breast exam, for example, though, isn't a substitute for mammogram. So I wouldn't want anyone to say, oh, I did a breast exam and I don't feel anything, therefore I don't need a mammogram.
I see.
It would be important to still also have your mammogram.
So after the age of 50, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not before the age of 50?
Well, now again, I'm a gynae oncologist, yeah. not a breast oncologist.
Right.
But I will say that there's been lots of debate and lots of research on this topic, and you will see different guidelines. What we always say to people is look at the BC Cancer
right.
website guidelines. And they have very clear information about what women should be doing. My particular interest, and we're going to get into our project, but my particular interest is in a very particular subset of patients. And again, I want to be clear that this is a very good news story and that cancer can be prevented and that we can have really good cure rates and success rates for people even if they do get a cancer.
Mm.
But there are some families where we really want to find them because they have a higher risk of cancer. And that's my job in my clinic is I take care of people that have an inherited elevated risk.
And so is cancer then hereditary?
So very rarely. So the vast majority of cancers are not hereditary. So if you take
okay.
a lady, for example, who had a breast cancer, 95% of the time that cancer happened because of bad luck. But there will be a small subset of families where you'll see many women who've had either breast or ovarian cancers. Perhaps there have been cancers at a young age. So, for example, a lady with a breast cancer in her 30s would catch our attention. And in particular, ovarian cancer, which is not a common cancer, but has a higher chance of being in this inherited group. These are the women that we really know we can give them a beautiful service, a great service with prevention
right.
when we find them. And that's what this new project is about. So we want to better understand what how patients feel about this concept of getting tested for inherited cancers. Mm-hmm. This testing is available free through BC Cancer for people with a family history, and it's a simple blood test. And the beauty of it is that if a patient is worried about their family history, they can go and have this test done, and then they can maybe be less worried and be reassured, or perhaps if they are in that rare subset who are at high risk, they can then avail of extra testing and extra prevention.
Okay, so just a sub-question to this particular topic. If it is very rarely hereditary, is food or environment one of the reasons why women get cancer or people get cancer?
It's very complicated because every cancer is different, right? So, you know, people tend to put cancer as one big umbrella, but really every individual cell type in your body can develop a malignancy. And in each case, those cancers may have different triggers. So we know for certain that smoking is a big trigger for lung cancer. We know that.
Yes.
We know that some environmental exposures are risk factors for other cancers. Things like breast cancer are so common. It's not that simple.
Okay.
It's not that simple to say there's one thing. And certainly if somebody is listening and they've had a cancer, I would never want them to think that they did something wrong or that there's any shame or stigma to that.
So Shushmanji, I think one of the big reasons we are here today is we want our community to be engaged. And as we have talked many times, there is a relatively lower participation from our community. So I think Lisa has taken a special interest in engaging our people. So maybe we could talk about what that project is and why we are here, you know?
Sure. I just wanted to have a little bit more understanding, you know, about the cancer issue. I mean, we talk a lot about it. This is the first time I'm hearing we don't have to be scared that, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah. A lot of progress has been made. Yeah. And I think cancer... diagnosis, so earlier the diagnosis, the better.
Better it is.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the project. What is the project? Who is heading the project? And how can the community be involved in this project? Because it is for the community.
So I fell in love with this topic of cancer prevention about 20 years ago because I had been treating women with cancers over and over and over, and I was seeing that in some families we were seeing the same family members coming back in. And I really fell in love with the idea that prevention could be so effective. And further to what I mentioned before about the genetics piece, one of the things that has been just really in the last decade or 15 years is access to what we call genetic testing.
Okay.
So for a subset of some families, about 1% of the population, there is an inherited gene problem that's handed down in families. Nobody's fault. It's been there for centuries. But those people are at higher risk. And it's so powerful to find out about that because then those people can get extra screening, maybe preventative surgery, extra surveillance. And I have many families that might have had lots of women with cancers in the earlier generations and now nobody in the next generations.
Wow.
I have a couple of big families like this in my practice. So that's how it started. This particular project, what really got us thinking, and when I first met Dr. Garg, we talked about this a lot, is that we know that in British Columbia, nearly 10% of people are South Asian, but that when we look at the people that go for genetic testing, only 3% of the people that went for genetic testing were South Asian.
Right.
So it looks like if people in the South Asian community are maybe less likely to come in and ask about the testing or maybe less likely to be referred. And we don't really know why.
But
so this project is to try to answer that.
So do you then, say for example, the population is 10% South Asian. Out of that 10%, only 3% come? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the other way. So of all of British Columbia, not quite 10% would be South Asian.
Right.
But in all of the people who went through the hereditary cancer program,
3%.
Only 3% were South Asian.
Ah.
So we believe that, you know, the community is being underrepresented, and we don't know the reasons. We don't know if it's maybe, like you say, people are shy, maybe they're reluctant, maybe they're nervous about finding out these sorts of information.
Yes.
And so that's why we have Dr. Garg and Neha and myself working on a project where we want to better understand the concerns of South Asian women.
So how can people participate in this?
I'll pass that over to Neha and she can tell you everything.
So we're holding focus groups. We would love to hold a couple more during the springtime and into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We will hold them at religious institutions across the Lower Mainland.
Mm-hmm.
We would love if as many women as possible could come and join us, but we're also available to do phone calls with women one-on-one if they're not comfortable meeting publicly. We could do private Zoom calls. We would just love to get information from women within our community about how they feel about these testing programs. What barriers do they face to reach out and get help if they know that, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little weird right now, right? What is stopping them from going to see a doctor? Do they just not have a doctor and they would love to go get help? Or is it something that's more community-based, more family-based, an internalized fear that
right.
they have? It could be so many things, but we would really love to hear from the women themselves.
So when you say you would like to hear from women,
mm-hmm.
Is there a telephone number that you're giving out? Is there a website that they can go to, because there might be some people who are not mm-hmm. savvy enough to go onto a computer and would like their children to do that for them? And kids today, do they listen to the parents? Mm-hmm. No, they don't. So
I have an email and a phone number.
Okay.
They could email me at
NEHA
period.
Uh-huh.
SETH.
Mm-hmm.
At UBC.ca.
Okay, UBC.ca. That's your email address.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number that they can call and leave
yes.
a message?
It's 780.
780. So will they have to dial 1 before 780?
No, it's within Canada.
Okay, 780. 807.
807.
42.
31. And that's my phone number. They can send me a WhatsApp message, a text message, a call. Anything.
Oh, so you're available on WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
something
yes.
that I don't like at all.
No?
Yeah, so I think that is the big message today.
Yes.
Generally speaking, we want to increase participation from the community, especially in prevention part of health.
Right.
And that is underrepresented at all levels. So that's what we are trying to overcome. And this particular project is related to cancer screening and the tools available for genetic cancer screening.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to understand why people don't do it. We understand there are some social behavior things. There is a reluctance, there is stigma, there is fear. And we just want to capture most of that information. So any help listeners can give us, that'll be great. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the number is there, and so now we could talk a little bit more about cancer and the main thing, yeah.
Right, yeah, I mean, you know, the word cancer, of course, is a scary word, but, I mean, today, through the program, if people can get one message, and that is, we are in history, in a place right now where we can say that there is, if you have cancer, don't worry about it, life isn't ending. There are some things that can be done to prevent you from, you know, being over in your life. One silly question, and Dr. Garg knows I always ask silly questions, but I want to ask you that when people find out that they have cancer and they have to go through chemotherapy, now chemotherapy is a very abrasive sort of a therapy, which sort of not only is difficult for the person who's going through, but the after effects are also not mm-hmm. very nice. Isn't there anything better than chemotherapy for cancer patients?
Sushma, that is such a fantastic question, because there has been a shift in the last really couple of years in the way that many cancer therapies are being given. So it's true that, so here's how I like to think about it, is that cancer treatment can be local, like in the region where the cancer is, and it can be systemic. So sometimes a person might only need a local treatment, which could be a surgery or could be some radiation just to that place.
Mm.
In other cases, depending on the chance that the cancer might come back, that's when we do what we call systemic therapy, so something that goes in your whole body, and that would be chemotherapy.
Ah.
So not everybody needs chemotherapy for every cancer. There are many cancers that can be cured with surgery or surgery alone, surgery and radiation, and then there will be some that are chemotherapy. Traditionally, chemotherapy is, like you said, quite a toxic treatment. It's very effective, but it is hard on the person.
Mm.
Nowadays, there are more and more immune therapies, oral medications that are not as toxic. And as even in my time since being in oncology since 1999 to now, I've seen a real shift in our ability to make these treatments less toxic, more tolerable. And bit by bit, we're getting into more and more immune therapy, which is easier for patients to take.
So, are we in Canada on par with the rest of the world as far as cancer treatment is concerned?
I think so. Yeah? I think so. Yeah, I'm very proud to be part of this community.
Overall, we are up to date. Our issue always is wait list and wait lines and all that. But in terms of quality and in terms of content, it's very good. The other thing happening, and it's happening in general in medicine, but especially in cancer treatment, beside the protocol, which is, as Lisa said, either local treatment or systemic treatment or chemotherapy, supportive treatment.
Mm.
Support of the family, the involvement of the family, and holistic approach to health and engagement of the person. And that's becoming integral part of this treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in past, people will just come and say, this is it, and you go home.
Yeah.
But now there is a lot of support available.
Right.
And I think we're going to see more and more of that. And that's very important in our community.
Mm-hmm.
For our community, it's even more important because we are very family-oriented and all family is engaged. So I think those are some of the good things in terms of cancer. And I think in terms of gynecological cancer and reducing this, our message really is that genetic testing, and that's a small group, is important, and some of the screening available should be used by our people. So mm-hmm. I think our plug again is call us. We want to understand from you. And then see if you are a candidate, then you should be going for those tests.
So I'm going to take a short commercial break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the project as well. And in the meantime, I would like to give our telephone numbers out. And if you have, if you want to ask a question about the topic today, or you want to ask questions about cancer itself, we've got an expert here in the studio. And if you want to ask anything about the project that they are going to be presenting, please give us a call at 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. Both the numbers are at the moment available. So give us a call and we would love to take your calls. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. My prevention is so... Spice Radio, Radio Ramjam Sun Rhe, aap kap shap ka program hai. आज के हमारे इस कार्यक्रम में हम बात कर रहे हैं कैंसर के बारे में और हमारे साथ आज हैं डॉक्टर अरुण गर्ग, डॉक्टर लीसा डॉसन और डॉक्टर नो डॉक्टर नेहा सेठ.
Not yet. She's working on it.
But she's done nursing.
Yes.
Yeah. So just a little stop to get to become a doctor.
Yes.
Right? There you go. The project that, let's just talk a little bit for those who've just joined us, that there is a project to find out from the community what is it that they would like to see and to give them information about cancer and the treatments, and a happy note that, you know, treatments are found for cancer. Everybody doesn't die of cancer and so on and so forth. So, you know, in your profession too, Dr. Gurg, and in your profession, you've been doing it for over 20 years. There must be some success stories that we would like to maybe hear and let our listeners know.
Absolutely. In fact, as I've been chatting with you, I've been thinking about one of my favorite patients from many years ago, a wonderful, wonderful lady who I did her surgery. I did her surgery when she was 59 in 2001. And she had a very severe ovarian cancer. And we treated her, of course, over the years, caring for her. I got very close with her and her family and knew them all very well. And she did extremely well. And she lived with a disease where people might have expected she would live for 1 year. She lived about 14 years.
Wow.
With good quality of life. Yeah. And she died from something different. She didn't die from her cancer.
Wow.
Through the course of knowing that family, we were able to, and asking some questions, we learned that there had in fact been many people in her family, her sisters, her mom, and her grandmother, who had had ovarian or breast cancer.
Mm.
Because of that, she was then able to have genetic testing, which is a blood test, to see if she was one of those rare people. It's only about 1% of people or less. But she had what we call a hereditary predisposition, meaning that in her family, there was actually a higher statistical chance of getting these cancers.
Mm-hmm.
Once we knew that, all of those she had 7 children.
Mm.
She had 8 siblings. All of those people were then able to come in and have this blood test. We could find out who was not at risk, because it'll be 50-50. And who was at high risk. And for all the people that did have this, what we call mutation or this variant, we were able to give them extra screening and prevention. And so now when I look at her family tree, the next generation, there's nobody.
Wow.
Of 30 of the next generation in her family, there's nobody who's had a cancer.
Isn't that just a lovely, lovely statistic?
Yeah. Her name was Emma, and she led this. And it was because she wasn't afraid to pursue genetic testing. She encouraged her family to follow up. And because of that, she has certainly saved lives in her big extended family. And I loved her so much, and I was so proud of what she did and how she helped her family.
So the moral of the story here is ki agar kisi ghar mein cancer se koi peedit hai aur wo sochte hain ki unhe cancer hai, unhe jana chahiye is testing ke liye, unhe apne baki rishtedaron ko bhi protsahit karna chahiye ki wo jaye.
Yeah, because kuch aise cancer hain jo ki hereditary hain, unke screening kar sakte hain. तो उसकी वजह से यह जरूरी है कि वो पार्ट टेस्टिंग हो जाए. हमारे जो कम्युनिटी है उसमें कम लोग आते हैं.
राइट.
तो इसी की वजह से ये प्रोजेक्ट है. सो आई थिंक हेरिडिटरी कैंसर विल रिड्यूस नॉट ओनली द रिस्क फॉर यू बट इवन द जनरेशंस टू कम. सो आई थिंक इट्स इम्पोर्टेंट.
सो नेहा, आपने ये जो आप इस प्रोजेक्ट के साथ जुड़ी हुई हैं, इसे अभी शुरू किया है, राइट? इसको शुरू किए कितनी देर हो गई या करने जा रहे हैं?
We recently had our pilot focus group.
Okay.
Within the last few months, and from that we learned there's such a lack of knowledge within our community about anything related to cancer and testing, and especially hereditary cancers. And our pilot focus group was with other healthcare professionals, other doctors, yoga practitioners, people like that. But we would really, really like to hear from the general public. And we know that everyone has lots of opinions, and they know that why they don't want to, you know, pursue the testing, pursue what could possibly get them treatment. And we'd love to hear from them.
So what is involved in all this? Say, why do you think people, I mean, we've talked about the reasons why people don't want to get, they're shy.
Yes.
Women are shy. They don't want to do that. Is this predominantly for women, or is it for men as well?
So this applies to men as well.
Okay.
Very often people, because very often the more commonly understood genes that we're talking about for hereditary cancer are genes called BRCA1 and BRCA2.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of others, but these are the big ones.
Mm.
For many years, people would think that it only was passed along through women. That's not true.
Mm.
These genes exist in men and in women.
Okay.
And in every person, we have 2 copies, one copy that we got from our mom and one copy that we got from our dad. And the mistake, if you will, or the error in the gene can be come from either side. And so the difference is that because BRCA1 and 2 are the more common cancers are breast and ovarian, it has a bigger impact on women. and it shows up more in women. But in fact, men also can have a higher rate of prostate cancer,
okay,
which can also be screened for very effectively if this gentleman finds out, if he has genetic testing and he finds out that he also is a carrier of this.
Right.
So this doesn't distinguish male or female. It's okay. Just that the prevention is different.
Okay, so give me the profile of a person who would come and participate in this.
So we're looking for women of South Asian descent, 18 years and older, and we don't discriminate whatever religion you are, whatever
faith you follow,
whatever community, Punjabi, Tamil, Gujarati, anything. We would love to hear from women of South Asian descent from all walks of life,
right,
from all educational backgrounds, whatever job you do, if you have children, you don't have children, really anything. If you're married, unmarried, divorced, we're all the same, and we would love to hear from everyone.
So what sort of, how long does it take if people mm-hmm. wanted to come and
yes.
do this? Mm-hmm. How long will it take to?
So it takes about an hour to an hour and a half, and we're very flexible on when we could meet with these women. We can speak on the phone or, of course, a Zoom call. And if you're feeling like you don't want to interact with other women, if you don't kind of want to out yourself within the community, if you've had cancer in the past and you don't want anyone to know, if you're afraid of any sort of stigma, we can do it privately.
Mm-hmm.
All of your information is kept confidential, and nothing will be shared with the public or anything.
So it's not just women who've had cancer, but anybody.
Anyone, yes.
So you should
The project is really more fundamental यह है कि क्यों हमारे कम्युनिटी के लोग पार्टिसिपेट नहीं करते स्क्रीनिंग में तो स्क्रीनिंग को कैसे बढ़ाया जाए इसका मकसद है
तो हमारी कम्युनिटी में लोग पार्टिसिपेट किसी भी चीज में नहीं करते वो बच्चों के स्कूल में भी माँ बाप जाते नहीं है जब उनके बच्चे पढ़ रहे होते हैं और टीचर को मिलने के लिए वहाँ भी नहीं जाते सो लकीली अब जो जनरेशन आ रही है वो ये सब कुछ कर रहे हैं लेकिन जो मेरी जनरेशन है या मुझसे कम उम्र के लोग हैं वो इससे भी ज्यादा खराब है
रिलक्टेंस है उसका व्हाट एवर द रीजंस मे बी लेकिन क्योंकि हम कनाडा में रहते हैं अब जब कनाडा पॉपुलेशन One third of our population participate.
Right.
So two third doesn't. So I think there is a bit of a challenge for us to improve it, you know.
So that one caller that came and did not talk, that just scared everybody else. That, you know, maybe their phone calls are not going to go through. No, our lines are open. If you want to ask a question, do give us a call at 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863. So I would volunteer myself to talk to you, and I would give you a call,
yes.
and I would say, okay, let's talk about this, because, you know, in my family, my mother never had any cancer, but my younger sister, younger to me, did, and none of us have.
Yes.
So ever since then, you know, me and my younger sister, we make sure that we, you know, I don't like
discuss
my mother.
Discuss this openly.
Yeah, we do discuss openly about it. But I am against going for mammogram anymore. I just don't. It's too painful.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're right. Women do need to do that. I mean, if there was a better way of finding out. MRI can't find there is a lump in your breast or something like that?
Ask me the question again. What do you mean?
Can't MRI?
Oh, MRI, yes. So this is partly why this is so exciting to me, is that in the general population, because the risk of a given Canadian woman getting breast cancer is about 11-12%, we do not routinely do breast MRI.
Right.
However, in those families I've been talking about,
okay.
for example, a family that decides, you know, let's say your sister had breast cancer at age 30 or your mom had ovarian cancer. If that family has genetic testing and they find out that they have a BRCA mutation,
you would do it
those
MRI.
Women
yeah.
can get a breast MRI every year.
Okay.
And that's very, very sensitive, very, very effective.
Right.
Those women also are high risk for ovarian cancer, and we have very good effective surgeries that can prevent those cancers.
Right.
So these are life-saving opportunities.
Yes, and of course, give a person quality of life that you've used, the word quality of life. I mean, you know, when you get chemotherapy or when you go for chemotherapy, it just, for the next 2-3 days, you are not able to do anything. Mm-hmm. And then you lose your hair, you don't look good. And those are some of the things that people worry about, right?
Of course. And naturally, that's really the point, I think, as Dr. Gargis said, is that when we can prevent or detect things early, that decreases the chance to need any of these toxic
treatments. We are talking about prevention.
We are talking about prevention, yeah. Yes. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if in my life, if I prevent one case of ovarian cancer, my whole career will have been worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've done that many times over, and I feel so gratified because I know that it works.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll take a very short commercial break and come back. Got to get the program paid for, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk a little bit more about it. स्पाइस रेडियो रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है और आज के इस कार्यक्रम में अभी तक किसी का फोन नहीं आया एंड द रीज़न व्हाई आई थिंक नोबडी हैज कॉल्ड इज बिकॉज इफ समवन कॉल्स एंड आस्क्स क्वेश्चंस अबाउट कैंसर इट्स लाइक लोग क्या कहेंगे
एग्जैक्टली राइट या द स्टिग्मा विद इन आवर कम्युनिटी ऑफ एनीथिंग बीइंग रॉन्ग इज सो हैवी एंड इट प्रिवेंट्स अस फ्रॉम बीइंग ओपन एंड शेयरिंग एंड गेटिंग द सपोर्ट that we need, right? How many, like, personally, my mom is in, like, these kitty groups, right? And she routinely sees 30 to 40 women every Saturday.
Mm.
And, you know, they joke around and talk and whatever, but they never discuss their health, their well-being,
no.
their families like that. And I'm sure within those groups, there must be at least one woman that's going through something.
Yeah.
But because of the stigma that our society is obsessed with, she can't reach out to her friends and be like, hey, like, I need emotional support. I need food to be dropped off to my house. I need all of these things. So log kya kahenge within our community impacts everything, especially your healthcare.
And I think they are losing out on this great opportunity to find out that it's not...
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gone case that they can be, you know, they can lead a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is caught, you know, way in advance, or, you know, if you find out the future generations might be affected by it, you can prevent all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I see these successes every single day in my prevention clinic, where we see families where there was a lot of loss and grief and sadness. And now we see hope. And we see prevention, and we see women living healthy, strong, vibrant lives because they took that extra step for prevention.
I want to talk about the program, cervical cancer screening program, it's called. Mm-hmm. And Neha is looking after this, and people can talk to Neha directly. Neha, you speak English, you speak Punjabi, you speak Hindi.
Yes.
And you understand all these three languages.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get you to speak Punjabi and Hindi. And
I'm a little too nervous today.
But I understand that you understood my question and you answered. Yeah, Hanji, theek hai. So neha.neha.seth@ubc.ca. We've got these telephone numbers here. If people want to call later on, Shruti will keep the numbers with her. And the telephone number, Neha, that people can get in touch with you is 780-807-4231.
Yes.
Wow.
And if there was enough interest, we are putting May 11th, Saturday, where we could even have a group meeting.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. May 11th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where would that group meeting be?
At the Hindu Temple Burnaby.
Okay.
It's on Marine Drive in Burnaby.
Right. And so they have, okay, so one person is called. So let's just find out what this person wants. Line 4, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fine, thank you. Can you turn the radio down a bit, please?
My radio is down.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
So the question is like my wife, I take her for all kind of exam like pap test, mammogram every time. Right, she was had earlier breast cancer, but that was found at a very early stage because I always take her
right.
for that. So what else she needs to go.
So, well, congratulations to you and your wife, and I'm so happy to hear that, you know, she was taking, you were taking care of her, and she was taking care of herself and has had a good outcome.
No, she doesn't. She, like, as far as Dr. Ward is concerned, she doesn't like, she gets scared.
I know. But that's, I think, the message that we're trying to promote today with this show is to say to people, you know, you can have control over your health care and you don't need to be so scared. And good for you that you guys have done that. You know, the recommendations would say mammograms. The recommendation would say the cervical cancer screening, which is now going to be that self-test that women can do themselves. And making sure that you have a healthy lifestyle and a healthy body and mind. So exercise, good nutrition, and community.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so very much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
You're a good example. Thank you, sir. Thank
you. You know, that's another thing, and I'm glad this caller called. Men also have to take some responsibility for their families, and they should be proactive as well.
Yeah,
we can't
absolutely
just put the responsibility on the shoulders of women. They've got to give birth to children, look after children, cook for them, wash for them, and all that. So men have to do that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a family affair. It's a family affair.
I have a, can I say one?
Sure, sure.
One comment that a quote that we've been saying a lot that really, I think, speaks to what we're trying to achieve today, Shushma, is that when women are healthy,
yes,
families are healthy.
Of
when
course.
When families are healthy, communities thrive.
Yes.
Women are at the center.
Yeah.
Of so much of our well-being. Busy, and we're speak as a mom, we're very busy taking care of other people, but we also need to care for ourselves and find that wonderful prevention because it works.
Thank you. Those are beautiful and strong words. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Shushma.
Very lovely show today.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Very informative, and
yes,
we got our message, and we'll continue to work. We're certainly trying to engage the community in many different areas, and this is one of them.
Thank you. With that, we come to the end of our show. वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकी, खटकी और दिल में समाई उन सबको लेके we'll be here tomorrow. और IMA अपनी 50th anniversary मना रही है. इसी सिलसिले में IMA की कुछ महिलाएं हमारे स्टूडियोज में कल आएंगी. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight and Maya right here on Spice Radio. और Radio Rimjim पे आज आपके लिए ईद का खास प्रोग्राम पेश किया जाएगा. So आप सबको Eid Mubarak. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind.